Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Is that animals just don't know their boundaries. They don't know where to draw the line, hey. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. And most recently, it's happened to a South Australian guy. Basically, he's gone viral because a koala got into his car. So we've turned it to the phone lines, 13, 12, 16. We want to hear your stories. When has an animal gotten into your stuff?
Paula is on the line. Tell us your story.
About 5 months ago, we had a 4 to 5 foot brown snake in our lounge room.
In the lounge room?
In the lounge room, yeah. So the cat was going crazy and we couldn't work out why. I was in my bedroom with my little three-year-old. I had two sitting at the dinner table eating dinner and a little boy in his bedroom, and I walked out and almost stepped on it. That's what the cat was going crazy at, and it's wiggled down and gone under our TV unit.
Far out, Paula. So, it's out in the open because you've almost stepped in it. What did you do to get rid of it from there? Did you ring someone? Did you get your tongs out and just throw it out the door yourself?
Well, because I had four children under the age of 8 in the house, I had two on the dining table, one screaming, I don't want to die, one in his bedroom on his iPad quite happily playing, and I said, don't move, mate, there's a snake in the house, and a three-year-old with me, so I ran outside and kept an eye on the snake, tried to get the kids off the table into my room, and I sent one out to the neighbour's house to get the neighbour to help me catch it so I stayed there and made sure it didn't go anywhere else.
Far out. That is a hectic scene that I don't even want to imagine being a part of, Paul. Far out.
Can I just say I would have treated it like I would if I found a spider, then lost a spider in my house. It would be time to move house. It's simple, really. It's just, you know, time to shut up shop and sell that one up or off and move.
We did move house about a month and a half later, but not because of the snake. We were in suburbia then, and now we've moved out into acreage.
Yeah, it's apparently all the snakes are in suburbia by the sounds of things, so you should be safe.
You're definitely safe out on that acreage, Paula. Smart move.
Definitely.
Paula, thank you very much for the call. We will move across to Elle now on 13, 12, 16. We're talking about animals in your stuff. Tell us your story.
How you going? We were actually camping and a goanna got into our bin, and my daughter's nappy had been in there from the night before.
Oh, goodness.
And so it shredded the nappy as well as ate half of one of those little, like, disposable barbecue trays, like the tin trays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful. It was disgusting, man.
Far out, Elle. So I'm guessing that the nappy was filled with number two, then there were some brown footprints going around the site.
Yes, there absolutely was.
Yucky.
That is so, so gross. It's not pleasant. Oh. And just another reason to hate goannas, because they will quite happily dig into somebody's dirty nappy.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. The chicken carcass from the night before was bad enough, but, yeah, the nappy.
I didn't realise how aggressive goannas were. They seem to just find a crevice and crawl in it, from what I've learned today.
Yep, cover over every crevice. You don't want a goanna in there, I can tell you that right now. Elle, thank you very much for the call. I think every boss or every person in management is keen to get the best out of their workers, to increase productivity, so to speak.
Of course.
And there are a lot of different ways that you can do that. A lot of people say that cash is a great way to increase productivity. Give people a pay rise and then they will work harder.
I've also heard a cattle prod works out. Just depends on the workplace, though.
It can, yes, that's right. Might get you into a little bit of strife, but give it a go. At least you'll do it once. It'll be fun.
You'll be right.
Well, a guy called Dan Ehrle, who's a psychologist, he ran a bit of a study, and it's the results are actually in his book, which is called Payoff, The Hidden Logic That Shapes Our Motivations. And what he basically did is he went to a workplace and he divided the workers into four groups. Now, one group was promised $40 in cash if they exceeded their daily quota. Another was offered a personal SMS message of praise from the boss. The third was rewarded with free pizza. And the fourth was the control group. They were left as is. Which one do you think hit their marks? In fact, exceeded their quotas.
You know, I want to say that it was a cash because that's a smart way to go, but I'm going to assume pizza because as soon as you said it, I thought, oh, I could do with a snack, actually.
Yep, free pizza, apparently, is the way to increase productivity.
When you think about it, this is nothing new. If you cast your memories back to primary school and high school, what was the reward for basically everything? All-class pizza party.
Yeah, right. Snacks. Yep. Snacks. Okay, well, that it kind of works. But you know what? Here's my theory on that. Yes, if you increase your productivity at work and there's an offer of a free piece of pizza, that's great. But it's a pizza you then have to share with the rest of the staff. You give someone a pay rise, they can buy their own pizza and have the whole thing to themselves.
Well, that was my thinking too, but I just don't think humanity's there yet.
I think it's bosses wanting to get out of things cheaply, to be perfectly honest.
When it comes to roommates, I'm in the best position that you can be in, right? So I was living alone for about a year. I decided, all right, I'm going to go out and find someone. And when I found my roomie, couldn't believe my luck because we get along so well. Hardly ever see her, actually, because our schedules are opposite.
That's a win.
But when we do hang out, it's like besties, best thing ever, right?
That is so cool.
And, you know, for a very long time, I thought there's no way that there's anything wrong here, but there's got to be a catch because there always is.
Yeah.
And I've discovered one from my last week of being home alone.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so she's got a boyfriend who comes over all the time. I'm not sure if he is to blame for this or not.
Okay.
However, he is also an awesome person.
Yeah, right.
But when I go into the bathroom and I see, A toilet seat left up, I'm a little bit triggered, but I go, it's fine.
That's okay.
Just knock it down. Don't worry about it.
You know, the whole argument between toilet seat up and down, you know, I think that's just a moot point.
Yeah, it's just...
Put it down.
I disagree, but I'm not discussing it now.
Well, why don't you put it up after you're finished with it?
What do you mean?
So it's ready for us.
No, I put it down so that the pee doesn't fly all over the bathroom. I don't want to discuss this right now, Haim.
Okay,
I want to discuss my issue that I'm going through. Yeah, yeah. So I see the toilet seat up. That's one thing.
Yep.
But then when I walk over to it and I, you know, glance in the bowl, usually there is pee left in it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. And if you can't see the pee, you know, because you know the mixture of two pee scents and it's just all wrong.
Yeah, right.
What I have discovered is that as a couple, my roomie and her boyfriend believe it's acceptable to let it mellow.
Let it mellow.
And I know that there's a lot of benefits to letting it mellow when it comes to drought and water restrictions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how many times are you going a day? I mean, come on. Letting it mellow is just disgusting. I hate it. And I hate that smell of the two peas mixing together.
Yeah, right.
They're actually not saving water by letting it mellow because as soon as I see it, I close
the
lid and I flush it.
Right. Yeah.
Not okay. Do you let it mellow?
Okay. Yes, I do let it mellow. But here's the thing, though, because when I go, it's early in the morning when I first get up, and I don't want the flushing of the toilet to wake up the rest of the family. Do you think that they're doing the same thing to you? Getting up, doing a late night wee or whatever, and going, oh, I don't want to wake up Paris by flushing the loo, so just letting it there, leaving it there to mellow.
No. Okay. They are not like that at all. They're the type of people who literally go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night and wake up at 1 p.m. the next day. They are
all right, so
chillers.
Right.
There's no way that they are getting up and trying to avoid waking me up. I think that they're just in the habit of letting it mellow, and I just don't. I'm not okay with it.
A daytime wee, I will flush. A nighttime wee, I will not flush.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got reasoning.
Yeah.
Other than that reasoning, flushing is what is acceptable and what is considerate of other people.
Right, okay.
13, 12, 16, though, do you let it mellow or don't you? Let us know why. I just don't really get it. I don't get letting it mellow.
There's got to be a theory behind it.
So 13, 12, 16, do you let it mellow or no?
Yeah, Luke's on the line. Luke, what do you think?
Hell no. It smells. I live between two properties, so if I let it mellow, I've done it once or twice.
Yep.
You come back a week later and you're like, ooh.
Well, that's a long-term mellow. Yeah, that's not good. Like an overnight mellow is not too bad though, isn't it?
What's the point of a temporary mellow though? What, you're going back to the toilet bowl that you could have just flushed in the first place?
Yeah, but then okay, if you double up the peas, they're stinky. But honestly, if you're doing it for the right reasons, like, you know, trying to save water, I think it's an okay idea. No?
Yeah, but you don't want to get splashback.
No, well, yeah, look.
Pee on pee. But also, Haim flushes the toilet with the lid up, like the entire lid open.
Yeah.
So he obviously doesn't care too much about splashback, Luke.
Well, it depends on what he does next time he comes back.
Well, no, I pee in it again. So, I I've never closed the toilet lid when flushing. That's just the way I go. But, you know, that's all right. Luke, thank you very much for the call. We do appreciate it. We'll move on. We've got another call here, so we'll just grab them real quick. Hello, Hit FM. Who's this?
Hello, it's Renee. How are you going?
Good, Renee. Renee, what's your theory or thoughts on letting it mellow?
If it's yellow, let it mellow. Mm. If it's brown, flush it down.
But what is the stature of limitations on the flush? Do you leave the pee in the bowl for what? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, two days?
Nah,
where's the line?
Normally once a day. Or, you know, no, not once a day, because then obviously you get too much tissue paper in there. Mm. Look, I live on property, so we don't have town water. So we don't have the luxuries of endless water supply. Mm. So, look, I don't spend time on the toilet. I'm not one of these that can sit on there and read a mag. I'm on there and I'm off there.
Yeah. You get in there, you get the business done, you leave.
Oh, look, I don't count it, but I reckon maybe 5-6 wees and then we flush.
Six wees?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I totally understand your reasoning there. I get that when you're on a property, you don't have the luxury of water, but that is
like
outrageous.
I don't count them, but, you know, normally, yeah, about that. Just when you see that there's too much toilet tissue and you don't want to clog the toilet, oh, yeah, okay, it's time for a flush.
When the tissue gets up to the rim, that's when you flush it down. Is that the theory?
About that.
Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. All right, time for another conspiracy theory. There is a conspiracy theory out there that I can't sing. I don't believe that conspiracy theory.
Me neither.
No.
Yes, I do believe it. I started it. It's not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's just a theory. All right. So last week, had a look at the conspiracy theory that is floating around YouTube that celebrities speak their own secret language.
Yeah, Heyman, to be honest with you, I'm a little cut that you started doing this last week because I consider myself a conspiracy theory expert. Mm. Mm. I'm a big fan of Shane Dawson.
Right. Excellent. I don't know who that is.
He's a conspiracy theory expert, but excellent. Basically everybody else in the universe would know who he is.
Yeah, okay, good.
Don't you
worry
about that.
Okay, so here's another conspiracy theory to throw at you. It is the theory that in regular pop songs, say, evil messages are thrown in there if you play them backwards.
100% a thing.
Now, it has been a thing for a long, long time. It's been in music since music started. As soon as you could play it forwards, you could play it backwards and people were hearing messages. I thought it had all sort of stopped in the 70s and 80s, but as it turns out, now it's got a title which is called backmasking.
Yep.
So backmasking is a thing. And there's a guy called Stevie T who has his own YouTube channel and he goes through these songs, plays them forwards, backwards, for you to try and work out yourself what they're saying. So we'll go through a couple with a little help from Stevie T. Britney Spears is notorious for it, apparently, in Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yep.
All right, so check this out.
And apparently if you play that part backwards, you get this subliminal message. Okay, one more time.
All right, do you understand what she's saying?
I was trying hard to understand what she was saying, but I don't know.
Sleep with me, I'm not too young.
Okay, yeah, I actually thought maybe, but I also didn't want to say that out loud on the radio, and
no,
then you
fine.
Did, and
yeah,
so,
yeah,
yep, okay.
It's all good. All right, let's move on to Justin Bieber and Baby. All right.
Biebs.
Here we go.
Poor guy.
And if you play that part backwards, you get this satanic message, apparently.
You get it?
See, Justin Bieber in particular, I feel bad for, because he now says he will not sing. Makes him too anxious. He's too scared because he's seen some stuff.
Mm.
I also did not know what was going on.
Basically,
no,
it says, let me in. You know, Satan.
Let me into the...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, little Biebs. He probably did sell his soul.
Yeah, yeah. And one last one. Miley Cyrus from Wrecking Ball.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain.
Now, if you play that backwards, you get this.
Mr. Honey, she will.
Any ideas?
Again, I don't know what she's
basically
saying.
She says it forwards, she says it backwards, she lives her life by this mantra as well. She basically says, I'm horny. So,
oh, yeah, I understand that. Well,
it's
you
nothing
know
different from Miley Cyrus.
What I will say is play what we're saying backwards. You're not going to get a word out of it. There's a bit of purposefulness in these.
Mm.
But, yeah, that it just anything played backwards sounds wrong.
It
and
just
creepy.
Sounds wrong. And you know what? You have to listen to it and over-listen to it and find out. Like, these people are putting way, way too much time into it, I think. Just play the music forward, enjoy it. Don't worry about overstudying it.
Honestly, I'm glad that they're putting the time into it, though, so that we don't have to, and then we know what the messages are.
High hopes, high hopes. Prom's gonna get a lot of nopes.
It's that time of week where we've got high hopes. The way this works is that we pick a topic and we're looking for the one percenter, the one person who is against the majority and has a bit of a freaky opinion in our opinion. Now, today we're talking about weekends. Everyone loves them, right? I love the weekends. I live for a Saturday night, a Sunday morning. I just want to kick back and relax. But we're looking for someone who, in fact, hates them, hates their guts. Mm. Does not froth weekends. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Do you hate weekends?
Rob's on the line. Rob, do you hate weekends?
Yeah, should you get 7 days of work?
Love work.
So, Rob, what you're saying is you don't have a weekend. Maybe if you did, you'd love them.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
There's a myth of a weekend that Rob hears about. Like all his mates, they have weekends. Rob, on the other hand, no weekends.
Yeah.
Ah, well, that's disappointing, mate. So, you would love them if you had them, but as it turns out, you don't. So, all right. Well, mate, there's one person that hates weekends. We do appreciate the call. We'll move across to Pat now on 13, 12, 16. Pat, you hate weekends?
Well, I sort of dislike them.
Okay. What? So it's not hate. Hate's a strong word.
Why do you dislike them, Pat?
Well, I've got twin girls.
Yeah.
I like to spend time with. But when weekend comes, they disappear on me.
Oh, they disappear on you.
I thought you were going in the opposite direction with that one, Pat.
No, they disappear on me. They go to the friends that they've seen all week.
But that's sort of sweet that you dislike them because they're away. So you miss your daughters. That's lovely. But, you know, when you're that age, how old are they, Pat?
14.
Yes, 14. Yeah. That's when it begins. They'll be gone for weekends until they're about 19. So
yeah, I know that. I've got an older daughter. So.
Oh, I see.
It's nice to sit here with a kid and talk to them, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
And I've got a cat to talk to.
Oh, Pat. I'll hang out with you on the weekends if you like. I'm quite lonely.
Cats are good listeners. That's okay.
She is.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, well, Pat, thank you very much for that. We know that you dislike strongly weekends but not hate. Well, as it turns out, Paris, we had high hopes and they came off, which is great.
I can't believe it. There are people out there who hate weekends.
Now we have Jade from the newsroom joining us. How are you?
Hello, everybody. How are we?
Yeah, good, good. Now, you were jumping up and down outside our door here. Super excited about a story you want to tell us.
Oh, look, it's a cracking yarn, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Police have, in Laidley, they've found two cars parked outside a cemetery.
Yes.
And you might have heard this in my earlier news bulletin.
Yes, of course.
However, inside the cemetery, they found two people lacking in clothes.
Nude.
The best bit, though, is not that they were nude in the cemetery.
No.
At nighttime in Laidley. The best bit is that there was a court order barring them from seeing each other. But they decided to have a little rendezvous.
Yeah. What I find interesting about this one is that two cars outside of a cemetery, not that big of a deal, especially at night. You know, there might be mourning or some Buffy the Vampire Slayer stuff going on in there.
There's people that do
You've
that
got
stuff.
No idea. Yeah. But it's interesting to me that they saw the two cars and they said, we're not just going to let this go.
Nah.
We're going to get in there. We're going to have a little look around.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll find two people in the nude who, in fact, were not allowed to see each other.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Maybe it's not that they had to investigate because I'm sure two white butts in nighttime probably glow quite a lot.
Yeah, okay. They were just driving past their headlights.
Interesting
meetup spot. Why the cemetery? Why not like a garden or something a bit more romantic like a public toilet?
It's a little bit Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe they just thought, well, no one will find us here. As it turns out, they did.
They indeed will. Mm. There's a lot of bodies.
They were just dying to get on it.
Want more Hamish and Paris? Download the Hit app. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.